and isolation can destroy us when we seek for vices and elevate us when we seek for purity. And while taking care of others at the core, we ought to keep on taking care of our human nature. And confronting a worldly system doesn't rape us, but only shape us in the development of our own spiritual system. And in the end, it is always an extraordinary sacrifice that enables us to access a new level of ordinary existence. And the human's beast instinct is not repressed, but only encapsulated in their technological extensions. And our curriculum should be made of our small daily activities rather than our social statuses. I'm so afraid we are to be the violators that we are just preparing the terrain to be the perfect victim. And one doesn't need a big society really to be fully gratified. And we shall direct our existential sacrifice to the divine, permeating the personal as well as the universal sphere. And the official culture is inevitably linked to a political agenda and will therefore inevitably fade with it. And in a technological society, the most human thing that can happen are problems. And it is who gatekeeps a notion that is the main source of evil. And labor in the end is not a waste of time, but a way to make the time we have left more efficient. And only having survived outside of society, we can understand the luxurious commodities within it and make moderate use of them. And in order to measure our social environment, we ought to follow our nature and see how it is accepted by it. And wisdom in the end is the understanding that it is better to be a slave than a master. And it is a youth in all its spontaneity, unlinked from any convention, that explore their ancestry. And we must be everything and at whatever circumstance play out whatever suits it. And any form of acceleration brings us quicker to whatever that end. And even if our trade is an honest one, it's in the end always made for dishonest people. And the daring one even advance or retreat, but there is no middle ground. And with society hindering the pursuit of any natural talent, all that is left to do is to outsource it. And in a society we are like plants that can grow, but in a vase that can hardly be changed. And it is always a balance between how much we shall sacrifice of our nature in order to be with our nature. And society will only survive until it finds who can translate its surviving skills into its procedures. And any impenetrable beauty has most rot lying behind its shyness. And the reality is only one, and that is that humans do unnecessary evil to one another. And with the creation of a new world, we inevitably come to create a new set of beasts and parasites. And it is not so much moderation we'll have to learn, but to be contained within a human nature we have to keep on understanding. And socialism fails as it does not take in consideration how the more the perfect is the system it enacts, the more it dries up. And already humbleness in itself puts us in the full hands of destiny and is therefore the strongest of praise. And in truth, we don't belong to anything but our own intimacy. While an ideal gets us close to what we love, the realization gets us further away. And society is bound to find new ways to exploit new resources that will inevitably be fully exploited. And as a courtesan artist, also the contemporary cultural producers replicate in one way or another what the governing body tells them to. And if we are unable to see mistakes as only trials, we'll never be able to evolve. And we ought to establish rules on our own self in order to outrule the rules imposed on us. And our scientific arrogance has improved our human life only to destroy it for the future lives to come. And we could be left admiring the rising sun, but we are forced to move on, obfuscating it for the sake of productivity. The more an environment allows us to expand our commodities, the more it restricts our spiritual growth. And only in the moment of being sucked up by the machine, we are able to see the last horizon and make a last meaning of it. To hater, we don't answer with hater, but with the most immense love. And the more a society channels, the more it regulates its masses, and the more it gets efficient. Capitalism consists in acquiring knowledge and making sure that there is as little competitors to perform it. And only in our most intimate heights we can reach the most remote depths of our nature. And wisdom cannot be articulated, but can only be manifested through the silence presence of who has reached perfection. And modern society calls syndromes what in reality are ways for nature to compensate its overall ecology. And before providing us with a final reward, Providence provides us with many temporary means to achieve it. And the highest burden for humanity is to keep on giving life to what should in fact die. And there is no more formidable companion than the friend we can discover in our own nature. And following up the social conventions, we present ourselves as a flat and straight road, but our humanity is far more beautiful than that. and to others we can only show the entrance, but it is up to them whether they want to go beyond it. And any form of macro unification brings a lot of micro breakups. And there is only one type of true identity, and that is the one we discover walking out of the one we have been programmed with by whatever social belonging. And nothing is more inappropriate than what emerges from our juvenile insecurity. And there is nothing right or wrong, but certainly what emerges from the non-official is the way. And every civilization removes the dangers of the previous ones only with time to introduce new dangers. And for every new environment we shall learn like childs so as to improve our natural heritage. And even in its most brutal form, nature may have a most adjusting effect. And much talent is going to waste for the sake of being up to date with the official representation.